You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The savoury pie, we're baking the sweet pie, but we can't start eating it. We have to finish the savoury pie before we can move on to the sweet pie. We're having real trouble finishing the savoury pie. After we've eaten the sweet pie, we'll probably need to have another go at a savoury pie, but let's just get through the pies on the table at the moment. Does that metaphor work?
The Wire.
Ireland is to become the first country in the world to include mandatory cancer warning labels on alcoholic products, a move that has been hailed as world-leading. Aotearoa hasn't followed their lead just yet, but Marlborough Winery, Villa Maria Estate have complied by putting the warning on all their bottles getting sold in Ireland. Many public health experts have praised these moves and believe that it is time for us to address alcohol issues in Aotearoa. I spoke to public health expert Dr. Karen Wright from the University of Otago about these decisions and what further steps we need to take. What influenced Villa Maria Wines to add a cancer warning label to their bottles, and why is it specifically bottles being sold in Ireland?
Yeah, there was a law change made recently in Ireland which makes it compulsory for alcohol to contain a cancer warning label. So that's why this, at the moment, only affects exports going into the Irish market.
And if more manufacturers take similar steps, will alcohol packaging / advertisements get the same treatment as cigarettes?
So currently this is only applying in the Irish market, and it's specific to just having warning labels on alcohol bottles. What this does do though, seeing Villa Maria take this proactive action, is that it's entirely possible for an alcohol manufacturer to get these labels onto alcohol products, which are now going to Ireland, but hey, let's see that happening here in Aotearoa.
And is there anything that's stopping us from following in Ireland's footsteps?
Well, I mean, it's clear that it's possible. I think that's what we've seen from this, that Villa Maria has been able to get this warning label onto a product that's exported to Ireland, but absolutely could be on products on the shelves here in Aotearoa. So it would be wonderful to see others taking this proactive action, not just for the Irish market, but it would be great to see this happening here in Aotearoa as well.
So if we were to make similar law changes here, of course there's going to be people who will argue that consumers are still going to buy the products although they're fully aware of the risks, like with vaping and smoking products. How would you address these arguments?
Yeah, cancer warning labels on alcohol is a chance to raise awareness about alcohol as a risk factor for cancer. So at the moment, awareness of this of alcohol as a risk factor is pretty low. So less than 1 in 5 New Zealanders in research have been aware of alcohol as a risk factor. This is despite the fact that it actually contributes to around 1,250 cancers every year. So it's a major health burden, and alcohol causes a lot of harm here in Aotearoa. As well as raising awareness, there's an opportunity that as more people are aware about alcohol and the broad harms that it can cause, this will increase acceptance of other policies that are really important to make a difference to reducing harm. So this is things like reducing the availability, addressing the affordability, the price of alcohol, and having safeguards against alcohol advertising.
And do you think that the government's changes to laws on buying alcohol, such as not being able to purchase it after 9 p.m, do you think that that's had a positive impact so far?
There's pretty strong research showing the relationship between the availability of alcohol, and that includes hours of purchase, and harm. So seeing policies like this, having a closing time of 9 p.m., sorry, sales time of 9 p.m, they're really important measures, and they make a huge difference to reducing alcohol harm and protecting communities from this harm. It's really important when we think about alcohol harm to keep in mind that the harm doesn't come just from heavy drinking. So alcohol harm, and we can think about cancer here in the context of the alcohol cancer warning label, that even low levels of alcohol cause harm. And so cancer is a good example of this, that low-risk drinking, even moderate drinking, increases the risk of health harms.
And what further steps does the government need to take to address these issues?
So it's so important that we have a really broad and comprehensive approach to minimising or to reducing alcohol harm. And so we need to really reform our alcohol legislation to see some safeguards against alcohol advertising. And we have really strong public support from this. So recent polling commissioned by Health Coalition Aotearoa and the Cancer Society saw 80% of those polled agreed that there should be safeguards in place. Oh, sorry, 80% agreed that children should... Sorry, 80% agreed that alcohol advertising should not be allowed to reach children. So the other areas to think about is restricting the availability of alcohol, addressing affordability. And so we really need to reform our alcohol legislation to do this in a really comprehensive way. And it's important that we have safeguards in place to prevent the alcohol industry from being involved in this process, because this really sits with public health policy and the experts needed to develop that policy.
That was the University of Otago's Dr. Karen Wright on cancer warning labels on Villa Maria Estates wine bottles sold in Ireland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.